Now, the right to wind in your hair, that is the motto of Cycling Without Age, an organisation which gives older people who can no longer ride a bike themselves the opportunity to be taken on a scenic bike rickshaw ride. It began in Copenhagen, it's gone global, and the UK National Conference takes place in Weymouth next month. I've been hearing all about the experience from Kieran Audit, a Cycling Without Age trustee and volunteer. The care home owner from Oxfordshire pilots a trishaw, a motorised rickshaw with a seat on the front.
One passenger told me it was like going on a roller coaster, which felt it wasn't unsafe, but I think it just activates those feelings in that way. And it's just good for people who are particularly on their own or lonely or in care homes and had active lives in the past. And for those people who can talk, there's also that conversation that goes between the pilot and the passenger as well, which is always very interesting.
Well, yeah, well, tell us about some of those conversations. What kind of things stand out?
Well, one family member spoke about how he spoke his first words in a long time after a ride, which was quite touching. And personally, I had one of our passengers who was just after lockdown, who was quite an active person going out into town quite often. But when he went on the bike, he was silent for the first 10 minutes. Then afterwards, he just said, "That's a different smell. This smells of spring." And he'd not smelt spring because he'd been in the home for so long. Like us all, we were all locked down. But the small things in life add so much to their benefit.
I mean, that's remarkable. So someone who hadn't spoken for some time sort of regained the gift of speech.
Yes, and that's not unusual, because I think it's also the eyes light up as well for some people who may not necessarily speak. There was one daughter whose father was in a home for some time, and she went on a ride, and when she came back, she could see his eyes light up, and they had meaning between them, which she didn't have that for a long time. And when you have someone who has advanced dementia, such as Alzheimer's and things like, you can lose that connection, that knowledge that you're there.
And I hope you don't mind me sharing that you are one of those who yes. has a mother with Alzheimer's, and yes. you've taken her on a trishaw, haven't you? To just tell us about what that was like.
She got Alzheimer's in late 60s, but she's always been very active, walking and doing yoga. But those obviously started to decline because it was unsafe for her to do so. These rides were breaks for her to be able to get out and to feel the air, to see around her. It's a breath of fresh air for her, literally. And it's good to see her come back after a ride with red cheeks.
And, yes. And apart from your mum, you have some regulars, don't you? You call them
yes.
frequent flyers.
Yes. I was just speaking to one of our volunteers today. We were just talking about how some of them just can't get enough of it. And we were thinking about putting a point system towards a free cup of coffee after every 100 kilometres or something.
Kieran Audit there telling us all about Cycling Without Age. And if you're interested in that, do visit their website, cyclingwithoutage.org. One word, Cycling Without Age. Our closing headline tonight: President Trump has said there is real starvation